Omer Rav Huna, Bogro Yoimechot. Let's say a girl became a Bogro, that means she became 12 and a half years old. Halacha is when she's 12 and has two Siris, she's called a Nara Gedola for 6 months, and then at 12 and a half, she's called a Bageris. So once she becomes 12 and a half, Veniskatsha, and then somebody marries her, then the Kedushin is first after she's a Bageris, is Noisnen Law Shloshim Yoim Kamona. Then she only has to wait 30 days like an Amona. So she's already 12 and a half, she can take care of herself. So then we say it's enough to give her 30 days to prepare herself for the Tachshitim. That's Rav Huna's Chiddush. So the Mishnah says you give her 12 months, that means if you made the Kedushin with the Ketan or with the Nara. But if you made the Kedushin with the Vageris, she only gets 30 days like an Amona. Meisvei Avakasha on you, Rav Huna. Says Bogro Harei Ketfua. Says when the girl becomes a Vageris, it's considered like then the husband already was tavua. So Rashi says means kilo tavul ochen atzma nesuyin, as if the husband now automatically went over to and said, prepare yourself for the nesuyin. So my love kitzvua de b'sula. My love doesn't mean to say that as soon as she becomes a begaris, she has to start preparing herself now. But she has like a regular b'sula 12 months to prepare herself, not like you, Rav Huna. Tomorrow says loy kitzvua de almona. All that b'risa means is that once the girl becomes a begaris, it's considered now like the husband already told her, prepare yourself for the chuppah, but you only have 30 days. Since you're a begaris already, since you're 12 and a half, you have the loch like an amona, you only need 30 days, not more. Toshma, come in now, bring another proof. Toshma, begaris sheshosa shnei masachodesh, a begaris that waited a year. Reb Lezer Weimer, ho yovachayev v'alem zonaseho, since the husband, in other words, she waited 12 months for the suyin, even if the husband didn't make the nesuyin yet, like the Mishnah Rishayna, the husband has to feed her. Therefore, Yefer, the husband alone has a right to be made for her nedarim. If she makes a neder, the locher is in Arusa, the father and the husband has to be made for it together. When she becomes a nesuya, she goes completely into the husband's rishus, then the husband alone can be made for her nedarim. Here, that they waited 12 months, and now, according to the Mishnah Rishayna, she has to get fed, so the husband can be made for her. So Chorot Smashma, what? That a Bageris has to wait 12 months? Not like Rav Huna. So Mar says, no, Eimer like this, Bageris, that's one case. We she only has to wait 30 days. Another case is, Vishashosa Shnei Masachedish. And in the case where she got married when she was a Bsula, Anara, and she waited 12 months, they have the same halacha. Then Echnami, if she got married when she was a Bageris, it could be she only has to wait 30 days and not more. Reb Lezer Weimer, Hoyo Lobaila Chayim is an Aser Yefer. That's what the Brisa should say. But it's no Stira, it just means that either a Bager is 30, or else a regular Ktana, or Nara when she has 12 months. Toshima, another proof. It says, Hama'aris as Absula, if somebody makes Erisin, marries. Absula grows in live with a man yet. Bein Shetova Baal. Whether the husband said, let's make the chuppah. Vima kevis, and she says no. Bein shetovi, whether she says I want to make the nesuyin, o baal makiv, and the baal says nothing doing. I'm not ready to make the nesuyin yet. Is noisin la shnei masachodish mishas tviya. No matter who asked who, then it's chal the din to wait 12 months, and at the end of 12 months is this man to make the nesuyin. Avoloi mishas erusin. But not from the erison alone. Like the first Rashi said of the Mishnah. That you make erison with your wife, that means nothing yet. So only after the erison that you toveya, you ask her, I want to get ready for the nesuyin. Or she says to him, I want to get ready for the nesuyin, then you give her 12 months. It says here now, ubogro harei kitfua. When she becomes a big eris, that in itself is like he's asking her to have nesuyin. Ketsa, what does it mean? Bogro yemecha, she became a big eris. Veniskatsha, and then she got married. Noisin l'shnei masachodesh. So it says clearly, not like Rav Huna. It says here, the girl was the first of a Begeris. She was 12 and a half. And the man married her. Still it says, we give her 12 months. Only Arusa shloshim yoim. And Arusa, we'll soon see what that means, only gets 30 days. But our co-ponim to Yufta, the Rav Huna to Yufta. Here it's a kasha, spirit to Rav Huna. Here it says clearly that even though she was a Begeris first, and then she got married, all she still needs 12 months. Now for the Gemara, Mayu Larusa Shloshim Yerim. What does it mean Larusa gets 30 days? What kind of business is this? And Larusa gets 12 months? Amarav Pop Ochikoma. Avoygeres of Roleshne Masachidesh Bibagrus. A Vigeris that already waited 12 months, a year. Viniskatra, now she gets married. This much year. This much yes. In other words, if she's 13 and a half years old, and then she gets married, that's klur like an amona. Then she only has to wait 30 days. But when she's 12 and a half years old, and then she gets married, she still has the 12-month period. So it's not in Gansan like Rav Huna, it's half like Rav Huna. A Vigeris does have a different halacha. But when she comes 13 and a half, but at 12 and a half, even though she's a Bagaris, still not like Rav Huna, she still needs a 12-month period to prepare herself. Hegiyas man v'lenisu. Says now there comes the time, the 12 months are up, when the husband is supposed to make the nisuyin, and he didn't. So the Mishnah Rishonis says she's allowed to eat truma, and the Mishnah Achronis says nothing doing, she can't eat truma until they go to chuppah. Now why not? So Amar Ullah says like this. Tavatara midi yaraisa, arusa bas yisrael echeles betruma. Midi yaraisa, even though she's a bas yisrael, if she got married, she only has kedushin, just erisin to a kayin, she's ladi truma midi yaraisa. Shenema, the postik says, v'kayin ki yikne nefesh. When a kayin acquires a soul, that means he gets married. Kinyan kaspa, it's called his, kinyan kaspa is called his money. Your wife is called your money, your kaina, you own her. So therefore, the kayin owns his wife. She's allowed to eat truma. V'hai nami kinyakaspehu. A wife is called your kinyakaspe, it's called you own your wife. So therefore, midiraisa, a kayin's wife is allowed to eat truma, even with kedushin alone. Now, my tam omru einu echelas, why do the rabbanin say she can't eat truma until they have nesuyin, until she moves in and lives with the husband? One reason is, Ula says, shema yimzvo la kaisa vaisaviyah. Because usually when she's in Arusa, before she has Nisuyin, she still lives by her father. Now her father is a Yisrael. So she can start eating Truma then. We're afraid she'll take Truma home and give it to her father. Or else Betishka le'achil le'achaysa. She'll give it to her brother and her sister. So therefore we don't want an Arusa that lives by her father's house, the Yisrael, to take Truma home and give it to her brother and her sister. That's why the Rabbanan said in Nisuya, you have to wait till Nisuyin, till you move into your husband's house, then you can start eating truma. If so, how come the Mishnah Rishonah held that if it comes to 12 months, even though the husband doesn't make Nisuyin, she can eat truma? I look her, she's still by her father's house. And the Marhosam duchtum yachad lo. If he already waited 12 months, he has to set aside a house for her. She moves out of her father's house then, and she has a special house. So we're not afraid now she'll give a brother or sister seat. Elamiyatir, Sofret Gemara, look at Kayin Yisrael. Let's say a Kayin gets hired to work by Yisrael's house. He becomes a Chvais that was a butler. What's going to be if a Kayin becomes a butler by a Jew, by Yisrael? Is the Chul Lalecha Betruma? There should be an issue then that this butler now he can't eat Truma. Because he's in the Yisrael's house. We have to be afraid the master will eat the leftover Truma. Do Moslemecha Badei. And the Gemara name Hashtim Mididu Safile by a butler, we're not afraid. If the master has to support the Kayin, Mididay Achli, we're not afraid he'll eat from the Kayin. Now, if you're a maid, if you're working for your boss, so the way it goes is the boss gives you the food. So, Mela, we're not afraid that the Kayin's going to have his own truma there, and maybe the boss will come teach from it. The boss doesn't eat from the worker's food. If anything, the worker gets the food from the boss, not the other way. There's one reason why a Narusa does not eat truma. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yudah, a different reason. Mishum Simfon. We're afraid that maybe there's a mum on her body. In other words, you married the girl, so you didn't see, you didn't live with her yet, Erison. You don't know her body yet. We have to be afraid maybe there's a mum there, there's some disgusting scar on her body that you can't take. And we're afraid later, b'shash, you make nisuyin, when the first time you nisuyin, it's going to be like a mekach tois. You're not going to want her. And the gedushin is bottle of mafreya. So if she ate shumer in between, she was doing an aveira then. So therefore, she can't eat truma until the chassan makes nisuyin and he checks her out, and then if he still wants her, that's 100% kedushin. Freddie Murray, hachi, if so, nichnas olachupa v'lanivula nami, l'chura, why our Mishnah says, even the Mishnah Achrena says, and isha chels betruma chetikonas l'chupa, mashm, as soon as they make chupa, that's enough, even though he doesn't live with her yet. We should also be afraid, then what does chupa alone help? He still didn't see her yet, maybe she has a scar on her body? And the Gemara now, Hossa Mivdat Bodiklu Vodamail. There's a svara there, Rashi learns, Biyad Krevaisav. before a man makes the nisuin with his wife, he has his relatives, right, his sister's mother, checks her out. Chveis, I don't know what it means. They meet her in the bathhouse, they meet her in the mikvah. Chveis, he has his relative, checks her out before he makes nisuin. So if he took her into the chuppah, he already knows that she has no mumim on her body, and therefore she lari eat truma. For the Gemara Elamiyatir, so Eved Koyin Shalokum Yisrael. If a Koyin buys an Eved off of Yisrael, the locher is an Eved Koyin can eat truma. Again, the Eved should not be able to eat truma. Mishum Simfun, maybe later the master will find out there's something wrong with the Eved. He has a mum on his body, and he doesn't want the Eved, so it's not the Eved Koyin. For the Gemara, no. Simfun Yavodim Lecha. There's no such thing as a mum by a slave. Manashach. Did the Avro, if the mum discards on the outside and on his face, that you could see it, Hakachazila, you saw it, and you accepted the Eved, so obviously you could take it. Vidi gavoy, Elamai has a scar under his shirt. So for the Gemara, what do you care? Lemlocha kavoy, you need the Eved to work. You don't have to look at his stomach. So if he has a scar there, it doesn't bother you. So therefore, by never, there's no mekach tois. Lemlocha kavoy, v'shepsasa liyichbeslei. And you don't care about the mum that he has. For the Gemara, what could be the worst thing? Nimtzaganava kibustis. The worst thing could be is you find out the Eved is a ganif. Or Rashi says, Kibyusis means going of the fashers. He kidnaps people. For at the Gemara Giyu, the locher is, it's good to call the good Mekach, that's not called the Mekach Tois. Because the person has to know all Avodim are that way. If you buy an Eved, you have to know he's going to steal and leave and kidnap you also. That's all part of the game if you buy an Eved. So that's not called the Mekach Tois. Maika, what's the worst thing you could say? List the Mizuyin, that maybe the guy's an armed robber. And that you don't think about, that would be a Mekach Tois. Oy Muchtav Lamalchus, or else maybe he was sentenced to death by the king, and that you didn't think about. So the Mara, that also would have to be afraid about, is that the Kohen maybe bought such an Eved. Because Hani Kol Islu, such a thing, if the guy is an armed robber, or the guy was already sentenced to death by the king, it has a Kohen. So everybody knows about it, so Mela, when you buy a Stam Eved, he's not one of these two, therefore it's always called a good Eved, and therefore it can eat Truma. So the Mara, Michti, Ben Lama, Yochla, Mai Benayel, according to everybody, she doesn't eat Truma, what's the difference? He can Benayel Kibble. Let's say the husband accepted, no matter how much mum she has, he accepted her. So if the reason is she'll mumim, she can eat truma. But if the reason is she'll give it to her brother, she can't eat truma. Mosav holach, the case where the father gave over her to the shliach of the Baal. So he didn't see her yet. So therefore, sinful, maybe there is. But I call bottom, will give it to her brothers and sisters. There you don't have. All right, we'll stop here.